Let's check local sports first. In high school wrestling last night, it was Audubon downing West Harrison 48-12. East Union downing Audubon 36-34. East Union beat West Harrison 48-4. Also last night, Creston over Nottoway Valley 58-9. Creston 58-15 over Interstate 35. Winterset beat Nottoway Valley 43-18. And I-35 over Winterset 42-33. Southwest Iowa down Trainer 48-36. Trainer beat Woodbine on Criteria 43-42. Woodbine over Southwest Iowa 48-36. Also in a triangular, it was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Denison 66-12. Westwood beat Denison 76-6. Westwood over Sergeant Bluff Luton 42-38. In another set of matches, it was Coon Rapids Bayard over Southeast Valley 36-33. Panorama topped Coon Rapids Bayard 46-24. And Northwest Webster over Coon Rapids Bayard 39-30 last night. In high school basketball and girls action last night from the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah beating Southwest Valley 63-35. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 50-33. Trainer over Red Oak 67-31. Abraham Lincoln over Glenwood 45-31. Lewis Central defeats Denison 55-48. St. Albert by 10 over Tri-Center 60-50. And Kemper Catholic downing Carroll 74-51. Games involving Western Iowa Conference teams saw South Central Calhoun beat Audubon 56-39, despite Sidney Obermeyer's 11.7 rebound performance for the Wheelers. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 47-46. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Cam over Arweva 45-43, Glidden-Ralston topping Bowyer Valley 55-51. Exira EHK over Peyton Sherdan 81-16, and Charter Oak Ute beating Coon Rapids Bayard 45-32. Also, matches involving corner conference teams. It was Underwood over Fremont Mills, 59-27. Riverside beat Heartland Christian, 49-29. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, Lennox topping Orient Maxburg, 45-11 in girls basketball last night. In boys high school basketball last evening, Garrett Franken started his senior season with a bang last night. A huge performance in leading Atlantic to a 83-62 win over Winterset on the road. Franken had 42 points, 7 rebounds, also a couple of block shots last night to help lead the way for the Trojans in their season opener. In other games involving Hawkeye 10 conference teams, it was Shenandoah over Southwest Valley 58-56. Nottoway Valley beat Clarinda 55-46. Trainer over Red Oak 83-51. Glenwood beat Thomas Jefferson 71-53. Creston over Mount Air 65-29. Lewis Central, a winner over Denison 68-41. Kemper Catholic beat Carroll 59-43. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was South Central Calhoun over Audubon 86-41. Maple Valley beat Missouri Valley 75-30. AHSTW a 99-20 winner over Woodbine. R.J. Harris had 20 points and Jake Martin 15 to help lead the way for AHSTW. Underwood beat Fremont Mills 61-35. Riverside over Heartland Christian 78-52. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva over Cam 60-42, Exira EHK by 20 over Peyton Sherdan 61-41, Coon Rapids Bayard beat Charter Oak Ute 66-42, West Monona 66-60 over West Harrison. Also from the Pride of Iowa Conference, Orient Maxburg outscoring Lennox 74-72 in boys basketball last night. In college men's basketball last night, the Hawkeyes were playing without their standout freshman Tyler Cook, and the loss at Notre Dame, 92-78 in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. A pair of freshmen led the way for the Hawkeyes as Jordan Bohannon had 23 points and Cordell Pemsel added 18 points.
There are so many things that I'm proud of right now, starting with our turnovers. You know, we had 18 turnovers in the last game. Notre Dame does not turn the ball over typically. We turn them over 11 times in the first half, and we only have 6 for the game. That gives you a chance to win. I thought our ball movement was really good. But I thought defensively, for about 32 minutes, attention to detail on the game plan was terrific. And we just had 38% in the second half. We got a little tired. And when you do that, you got to get a couple back.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Bohannon had 7 3-pointers, 7 assists, just 1 turnover. And he's one of several freshmen being counted on for the Hawkeyes.
I was talking to people earlier. It's quite a jump from high school to being a starter on a Big Ten team, playing in Notre Dame, at Notre Dame, and trying to do the right things, trying to execute on time and stuff like that. But you just got to take it all in and take it one play at a time.
Iowa falls to 3-4 on the season. They'll be without Cook for up to a month. He had surgery to repair a fractured finger on his shooting hand. Bonzi Colson had 24 points and a career-high 17 rebounds. And Steve Vastoria had a career-high 22 points to help Notre Dame pick up that victory last night as Colson made all 12 of his free throws and Vastoria made all 7 of his, as Notre Dame was 30 of 33 from the free throw line in that contest. Elsewhere in college basketball last night, Marcus Foster scored 22 points. Justin Patton had season highs of 21 points and 10 rebounds. And number 10 Creighton pulled away in the second half for a 93-72 win over Buffalo last night. Kyrie Thomas also had his first double-double with 18 points and a dozen rebounds as the Blue Jays improved to 7-0 on the season. Villanova is the second-ranked team in the nation and probably the number one team in the college basketball hotbed of Philadelphia. Chris Jenkins hit 6 threes and scored 22 points, and Josh Hart had a dozen points and 9 rebounds to lead second-ranked Villanova past Penn 82-57 in a Big Five City rivalry game last night in Philly. Elsewhere in the top 25, it was 4th-ranked Kansas rolling 91-61 over Long Beach State. Xavier, a dominant win. The 7th-ranked Musketeers undefeated with an 85-55 win over North Dakota State. Ethan Happ had 24 points and 13 rebounds, helping number 17 Wisconsin beat number 22 Syracuse 77-60. And also last night, it was Valpo knocking off number 21 Rhode Island 65-62. Iowa's women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter wants her young Hawkeyes to embrace the opportunity to host the nation's top-ranked team. Iowa plays Notre Dame tonight in the Big Ten ACC Challenge.
We know that they're a very good basketball team, and they've been here to Carver before. But certainly, you know, testing yourself against the best, it's going to help our RPI. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, I feel like coming in this game, we have absolutely no pressure.
Iowa's 5-2 and playing its second top 10 foe in a week. The Hawks lost to 10th-ranked UCLA in the Cancun Challenge. And we'll actually have that game for you live tonight, 7:45 here on KJAN after Hawk Talk with Fran McCaffrey at 6 this evening. Volleyball teams at Iowa State and Northern Iowa prepare for the NCAA tournament this week. The Cyclones make their 11th straight appearance when they play Purdue Thursday afternoon in Columbia, Missouri.
Both teams, in terms of what we've done this season, in terms of how we're playing, we're probably pretty evenly matched. And, you know, they do some things different than we do, but I think it should be a great match.
That's UN, ISU coach Christy Johnson-Lynch. The Cyclones finished third in the Big 12 and 18-13 overall. Now, UNI is making a 20th appearance in the NCAA tournament when the Panthers play Creighton in Lawrence, Kansas on Thursday.
This is a group that obviously you have 5 seniors that definitely did not want this journey to be done. I think it's just a very cohesive group, a lot of team chemistry. So a lot of emotion, a lot of tears, just thankful for the opportunity.
That's UNI coach Bobby Peterson. It's the fourth time the Panthers received an at-large bid. Creighton won the Big East title. Stanford and Kansas collide in the other first-round match at that location. In college football news, Oregon has fired coach Mark Helfrich after a disappointing 4-8 season. Helfrich was head coach of the Ducks for 4 seasons, leading the team to the first college football playoff championship game 2 years ago. But this season, the Ducks faltered with a 5-game losing streak, and the team finished at the bottom of the Pac-12 North with just 2 conference wins. Helfrich had a 37-16 record after taking over from Chip Kelly in 2013. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.